If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, din al-Azam, ghayru din Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about some of the Islamic rules or laws concerning the different types of water according to Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Mohammed Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Sabit, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the questions regarding the different types of water according to the Islamic laws and their pertinent rules. Well, Sheikh Sabit, let me begin our episode with this question. This might be interesting because normally this is something you can find quite common, you know, because we travel a lot these days, you know, and sometimes we use trains and sometimes we get on to, let's say, airplanes. And there are toilets or restrooms, basically.
Yes.
And you need to use them, especially for long distances. My question is, do we have to consider the water that we use in the toilets as core or not? Do we have to search about it? Because obviously we know there are tanks.
Yes.
Water tanks used in the trains or in the planes, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, the question is, do we have to consider it core water or running water or whatever?
Well, there's no doubt that it's not running water.
Yes.
Because you are on board an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to whether it is core or little water, it's usually the case that it is a container large enough to contain, for example, a substantial amount of water, which is even more than cool water. And it's better to, and it's safe to assume that it is cool water. And also, if one knows from a previous condition, from a previous situation, that it was, for example, cool, you know, it, you know, then it will be permissible to apply the rules of cool water to it. Now, as long as you are using the water in the for example, on board an airplane or, let's see, or on train while you are traveling, it doesn't make any difference as to whether the water is little or cool when washing yourself or washing your clothes, because little water is as purifying as cool water, and there's no difference between cool and little water when it comes to the purification of something with the water. But of course there are some other issues related to cool water. We know that if cool water comes in contact with impure things, it does not become impure, you know. But a little water becomes impure when it comes in contact with something like urine. So His Eminence says that if water, which is, you know, if it is established that the water was cool in the previous situation,
right,
it will be permissible to apply the rules of cool water to it.
I see. Another quick question. Let me ask you this, Sheikh Sabit. You know, if the water which is more than core or the amount of core, you know, changes, though, in terms of, for example, taste, color, or whatever, right? After it comes into contact with or it touches something which is impure, ritually speaking, does it still purify things? Can we consider it as a purifying agent?
Well, water which is more than core, of course, you know, it can be, we can give the example of a small lake or a small pond or a big pond.
Yes.
And maybe the water of ocean and anything. They are all considered to be more than core, of course. You know, if an essential najasat or impurity like blood, you know, reaches water which is more than cool and changes the smell, color, or taste of it, or a part of it, and if the unchanged part is less than a cool, the entire water becomes najis, the entire water becomes impure. But if the unchanged part is one kur or more, if the unchanged part is considered, can be considered as kur, as equal to kur,
mm-hmm.
or even more than that, then of course that part which has changed will be najis, and the one, the part which is the size of the water is equal to the size of kur, does not get changed,
mm-hmm.
and does not get does not become impure.
Right. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about different types of water according to, and their Islamic laws according to Ayatollah Khomeini's fatwas. Sheikh Javid, you know, you told us about the core water as one of those five types of water. If any amount of water which is equal to core, all right?
Yes.
We know that, for example, in the winter, it may freeze.
Yes.
All right? So a part of it freezes, though not all of it.
Yeah.
All right? Or it may be so that a part of it melts.
Yes.
Because of the heat, for example, around noon. And that part comes into contact with something ritually impure, najis.
Yes.
Does it become impure? I mean, like that.
The melted portion.
The melted portion, exactly.
You're right. Well, if a part of cool water freezes to ice, leaving a quantity which is not equal to cool, and then that part of the water which melts, and it's not kur, of course,
mm-hmm.
Comes in contact with najasa, then, of course, there's no doubt that it becomes najis, because the frozen part is the water along with the frozen water constitute kur. Now, this small portion which melts and it comes with impurity, that water is qalil. It is little water, and
because it loses its contact with the remainder of the core water, right?
Yeah. So of course it's considered to be qalil water, and of course it will be najis even if its taste or color does not change.
Mm-hmm. Sheikh Javid, what's the difference between running water and cold water as far as purification is concerned, of course?
Well, there is no difference between the two in this regard. Both mm-hmm. of them, purify things. Both of them are considered purifiers or purifying agents. And they are equally purifying agents in every sense.
Yes.
But the thing is that if cool water comes in contact with urine or with blood or something which is essentially impure, and it changes in color or it changes in taste or in smell, then cool water becomes impure. But running water, because it constantly oozes out from the earth or gushes forth from the earth, like from a spring,
mm-hmm.
and it is flowing incessantly, then that portion or that part of the water whose color changes or whose smell changes or taste changes becomes najis. And the entire water does not become, impure because it's constantly flowing and the old water is replaced with new water. So that old water which is contaminated with urine is najis, but the water which adds up and flows into the stream is considered to be pure, and it is a purifying.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed, for your nice comments and answers here in the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. We try to talk about some of the questions regarding different types of water and the rules or the Islamic laws about them according to Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير.